This is your evening news roundup from WCMU. I'm Amy Robinson. Many people in Midland County will be spending their Memorial Day holiday weekend cleaning up from this week's massive flood. Steve Carmody reports.
The hum of generators can be heard throughout Midland County. Many are pumping water from flooded basements like Audrey Jennings' parents' home in Midland, which had 8 feet of water in its basement. She expects the family will be cleaning up the mess all weekend.
Unfortunately. Yeah, we're going to be ripping everything out that we can, just trying to get air circulated in there and dry everything up so we can get people in there to look at the damage.
Just down the street, Harold Leffler and his grandkids are mucking out the home his parents built in 1947. He says this is the third time it's flooded. Leffler says once he's had the chance to repair the damage, he's selling it. I'm Steve Carmody.
As cleanup begins from the flood in Midland and Gladwin counties, environmental officials are concerned about the long-term impact of the disaster. Nick Assendelft is a public information officer with the DNR. He says chemicals from facilities could have washed into the water.
You know, you're talking manufacturing or industrial facilities that might have been underwater. They might have stored chemicals or store items that might have interacted with water in some way. Talking about gas stations that have underground storage tanks and other facilities that might also have underground storage tanks for either hazardous waste or just wastewater.
Assendelft says flooded homes containing gas cans, paint, or solvents could also have contaminated the water. In the interest of transparency, we note the DNR is a financial supporter of WCMU. When the Edenville Dam collapsed Tuesday, the floodwaters toppled infrastructure and displaced thousands in Midland, but Gladwin County was the first to see heavy damages. Today, Governor Whitmer announced she is expanding the state of emergency to include Aranac, Saginaw, and Gladwin counties. City Manager Keith Kaplan says Beaverton took the hardest hit. He says he's relieved to hear that emergency relief now extends to Gladwin County.
I hope the next step is we get the either the National Guard or the Army Corps of Engineers to start looking at the roads and bridges that need to be repaired right away to be able to bring transportation avenues back to life that are desperately needed.
Gladwin County Emergency Management Director says most severe damage is along the Tittabawassee River south of the Secord Dam. The Highwood and Etsy Road bridges are closed in the county, along with about 40 roads. The first flood-related death has been reported. Hunter Doad reports.
Officials say a 71-year-old Ogemaw County man died Thursday after he drove a golf cart around Orange Cones and into a washed-out portion of Greenwood Road. According to a press release from the Ogemaw County Sheriff's Office, a road commission employee found the man's body in the water below the road surface. The county sheriff says an autopsy was performed this morning. He says he should know more about the cause of death in about a week.
That was Hunter Doad. A conservative legal foundation has filed a challenge to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's most recent emergency orders. The Mackinac Center says the governor's earlier orders have succeeded in slowing the pace of new COVID-19 infections. The lawsuit says the governor's orders now exceed her authority under emergency management laws and impose much higher fines. Patrick Wright is the Mackinac Center's legal director.
I recognize that the governor wants to make certain that laws are followed, but she too has to follow laws.
The legislature's Republican leaders have filed a separate lawsuit challenging how Whitmer used her power. A court of claims judge ruled yesterday in favor of the governor. Memorial Day weekend is here and people are heading north. Ryan Kriebel is a trooper with the Michigan State Police Post in Cadillac. He says traffic in the area is not too heavy.
As far as in the Cadillac area, we have no major traffic incidents. It's not bumper to bumper traffic. Things are flowing rather well at this point.
Kriebel says they will have increased patrols for the weekend and will remain highly visible on roadways, and he says he and his department hope everyone stays safe this weekend. One Northern Michigan student is not letting his canceled internship slow him down this summer. David Hart is studying finance at MSU. He recently opened his own lawn care service after his internship was canceled due to COVID-19. He's now the owner of Hart Lawn Care in Charlevoix. He says his company is doing well.
I currently have 11 lawns, and potentially by the end of the weekend, it looks like I'll probably have around 15, which is within a month of business. I'm shaping up to have a great summer doing this. So I'm really happy that I made this choice.
On making this his full-time career, Hart says he is always keeping his, quote, entrepreneurial mindset turning. Some businesses in northern Michigan reopened today with restrictions under an executive order from the governor. While many welcomed the news, other businesses are playing it safe. Max Johnston went to downtown Traverse City to see how the reopening is going.
Just before midnight Thursday, a group of 30 or so people stood in line outside Brady's Bar near downtown Traverse City. Trevor Richmond is one of them. He drove in from Kalkaska to get some drinks with friends.
Kind of been missing, like, hanging out, you know. I mean, just want to get out and about, you know. I'm just tired of hanging at my house.
Brady's is one of the only bars in Traverse City that reopened literally as soon as they could. Just before midnight, the crowd even got a countdown going.
All right, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Y'all in there, get yourself a drink, yo. Please cover your faces on the way in. You can take them off at the table.
Richmond and the rest of the crowd filter into the bar. Some are wearing masks or covering their mouth with their shirt. When they get in, there are big blue X's on the floor to help space everybody out. Bartenders and waiters wearing masks and gloves start taking orders. They use hand sanitizer between every purchase. When she found out she could reopen, Brady's Bar owner Nolan Sletter was nervous but excited.
Because we're the locals bar. They miss us. We miss them. We want to see them. We're being very careful, but they've been waiting a long time and we've been waiting a long time.
People started flocking downtown the next morning. By 10 a.m. Friday, sidewalks were full of people strolling down Front Street and heading into stores and restaurants. Mary Olmsted drove up from Custer near Ludington, which is still closed. She came for a doctor's appointment, but decided to stick around to see what the reopening looks like. She's wearing a mask and keeping her distance, but...
I would like a little normal back.
Stores and restaurants across Traverse City have their doors open. Most have signs out front requiring customers to wear masks and socially distance. Amanda Danielson runs Trattoria Stella, an Italian restaurant. She says her phone started ringing off the hook for dinner reservations before the governor even finished announcing the reopening.
Easily 75 to 80% of the calls that we got were 810-248-313-734-312.
Danielson quickly told some of those out-of-towners to back off. She limited reservations to locals or people she knows and trusts. Now they're booked solid through Sunday. She sent every customer detailed instructions on the protocol for Stella's reopening. Diners have to wear masks until they sit down, show up in 15-minute increments, and verbally acknowledge they'll follow the rules. Danielson said that scared some people off.
Nevertheless, it's necessary given just the behavior that we're witnessing all over town.
For the time being, Stella will have about 16 customers in the restaurant at a time. That's well below their normal capacity of 175. But some restaurants are staying closed. Meredith Falconer is a co-owner of Alliance, another restaurant downtown. They're sticking with takeout only for now. Falconer says her staff just isn't comfortable seating customers in their small dining room, and she says they want to wait and see how other businesses reopen. That may help them avoid some pitfalls and lawsuits.
God forbid something happened or somebody gets sick. The fallout from that feels pretty heavy to think about.
Falconer says takeout is working for them, so they're in no rush to fully reopen. Wendy Hirschenberger with the Grand Traverse County Health Department was surprised at the timing of the reopening. But she says the county has seen some good health signs recently. COVID cases have flattened, and at one point, 2 weeks passed without a new one. As of Thursday, Grand Traverse County had 23 confirmed COVID-19 cases. Hirschenberger says they're still telling anyone driving up north to self-isolate, but admits they can't make anyone do that, and everyone will need to readjust permanently.
I don't think we have to have the mindset of going back to what we had previously. I think we need to realize that we are in the new normal.
In Traverse City, I'm Max Johnston.
That's your evening news roundup from WCMU.